This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Much is yet to be written, said, and done about the current banking agita in this economy. But at the root of it, the bank runs, the collapses, the potential reworking of how bank insurance works. Let us not forget the politicking of it, too. At root is one seemingly simple economic reality. When interest rates go up, bond values go down. And that's what got a bunch of these banks into trouble. But why? What does the Fed raising rates have to do with the value of bonds sitting in bank vaults? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Okay, so let's say you buy a bond.
Hi, bond.
And, you know, it's a bond, so it gives you payments. They're called coupons.
I love you, bond, because you give me money.
So you pay like $1,000 for a 10-year bond. You get paid 5%.
5%.
And these payments are locked in, okay? They're part of the bond. No matter what, you get like $50 a year.
$50.
But then something happens. The Fed raises interest rates, and that pushes up interest rates all over the economy.
The whole economy.
Including for new bonds. Bonds printed just today.
Wait, bonds? What?
And let's say these new bonds give you 10% now, $100 a year. How do you feel about that old bond giving you just 5%?
Hey, listen. It's not gonna work out. It's not you. Well, actually, it is you. I just found someone better. Just better.
So you'd rather have a better bond.
So I'm going to actually sell you.
But here is the problem.
So the price of a bond, like any other asset, is determined by what other people are willing to pay for it.
Eric Winograd is U.S. economist at Alliance Bernstein. You might have paid $1,000 to get $50 a year, but who's going to give you what you paid for it when there are better alternatives? Nobody. That's who.
So the price of your 5% bond has to go down.
Steve Lipley co-heads bond ETFs for BlackRock. Now, your bond is still going to crank out those $50 payments every year, come hell or high water.
Cash flows can't change, but the price can.
If someone buys your bond for less than its original value, yeah, you are going to take a loss. That's what happened to the banks that were forced to sell to cover withdrawals. But for the buyer, it is just as if the bond had a higher return for them. They buy it for half price, but they're still getting the same $50 payouts. So for them, the return is just as good as a new bond. So that is why bond prices fall when interest rates go up. When interest rates rise on new bonds, the older, lower-yield bonds have to compensate by getting cheaper.
And that's what we saw throughout all of last year.
Marvin Lowe is a senior strategist at State Street Global Markets.
Bond prices went down as interest rates were rising.
And that is where the banks got in trouble. They had invested in bonds, the value went down, some of them hadn't covered their risk as banks usually do, and we got the mess we are in. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.